gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Oh, and he's here for Ego Power Tools. Got his own sponsor.
What?
Make the power move onto Ego Power. These are the best. The magnificent battery-operated power tools, the best of the business. Ego Power Plus trade-in ends on October the 26th. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Gav and Tim. Good morning. How you going?
Well, we're going good. How are you going?
Oh, I can't complain, really.
When was the last time you complained?
Oh, I haven't had that.
We're getting towards the end of lockdown. You must be getting excited about that. Yeah, get back out and around. And as soon as we can, Tim and I are going to come out to your place and sit down and have some morning tea with you.
Yeah, it would be very nice if you do that to when the time comes. Why not? Timmy knows my address, so he got my telephone number. Anytime you want to come, you're welcome.
What have you done with those tomato plants that you were growing for Gary and I? Have you put them into nice pots for us, or have you put them into the ground?
Yeah, I told you, they're all on the ground already. You're not going to get the plants, you're going to get the tomato when the time comes.
Just the tomatoes, okay. I didn't tell Gary this bit, though. You've been keeping the same tomato seeds for how many years? 25 or 30 years?
Then about 25 or 30 years.
Yeah. Well, and where did the tomato come from originally? Is it from Italy?
No. One particular one, it came from New Zealand. I used to have my son worked in New Zealand for the Australian government.
Right. Smuggled it in, did he? Did he smuggle it in, John?
No.
We know about those tomato plants.
No. When he was working there, I used to go to see him once a year. And one particular day, he took us to this little fruit shop in country town. And we saw these beautiful, big red tomatoes. And I said to him, oh, they look very nice. He said to me, yeah, they're acid-free tomatoes.
Ah. Acid-free.
Acid-free, yes. And I said to him, well, how can I get a couple of seeds to go back to Melbourne? And he said, well, it's up to you what you wanted to do. So I sneak a couple of seeds and I didn't want to lose them. I give to my friend. I said to him, listen, I got these two seeds from New Zealand. You plant them, we have one each. Yeah. And so that's what he done.
Johnny,
and I have these seeds since that time.
Johnny, do you watch Border Patrol? Because I think you might be coming up in the episode at the weekend.
Oh, until I'm there after 30 years.
Yes, that's right. Hey, what about the trade period? Were you happy with the Kangas? Because they kept on to their number one pick. You must be excited about Jason Horne-Francis.
Well, everybody talking about, I'm more than happy to stick with that, because some of the other clubs, maybe they would have changed their mind, they would have gone for another player probably they need on that position. But look like, in order to deal like that, they want to stick for a number one pick. So good luck to them. I hope he's going to be all right, and I hope he's tied to North America for at least 10 years.
Hey, they didn't want to let Cherry go. Do you like him, the big ruckman?
Well, if they didn't let him to go, that means they must have a good reason.
Yeah, do you like him? Have you seen him play much? Do you like him?
Oh, I didn't see him play much, but what they're talking about, they must have they really got interest to keeping him, because they think probably he's going to be a good player.
Yep.
Otherwise, they would have let him go like they did with the other one, like Dumont let him go. So...
No, I think they like him.
I think it's good. I think it's good news for the Kangas, Johnny. I like what they're doing there. They've got to keep their best young talent coming in. You add Horne-Francis into that young midfield. I think you're going to be okay in time. It's going to be
Can I give you a quick question, if you don't mind?
Oh, mate, of course, yes.
Yeah, you know how the AFL done when they brought up these two new clubs, like they joined and the Gold Coast Sun. Yeah. For that year, they get all the number one picks to go to the Gold Coast Sun to join. So the other team, they won the ball of the ladder, like second last, third last, fourth last. They all missed out on the good players. So now, another three, four years, when they give the license to Tasmania, if the AFL are going to do the same, the team that are going to be on the ball of the ladder, they're going to be back again. And I hope North Melbourne, by the time they'll be on the top, they don't need it to recruit the
good point.
the bottom teams, because they're going to be well behind again.
Yeah, and that's a good point you make.
Well, they've got to get up off the bottom. By the time they come in then, that's the Kangas have got to get themselves up off the bottom, because they will have to give them those draft picks, otherwise they'll never get anywhere as a new team.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You know, I hope North Melbourne, by the time it comes, they will up on the ladder, so then they need it to be on to pick a good pick. They can always recruit some players from other clubs, like all the other clubs doing now.
Have you got any tips for us? Big day of racing tomorrow at Caulfield. You got a tip for us for the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah. The Chosen One.
The Chosen One?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Oh, I think the way they're talking about it, they reckon he got a good chance to win.
That's all you need to like about it.
Will you have a little dollar or two each way on it or not?
Yeah, I usually put a $20 on the Caulfield Cup and $20 on the Melbourne Cup.
Wow. Okay. The Chosen One is Johnny's tip. I think there are a lot of people who are going to watch that horse with great interest now. Hey, it's great to talk to you. We're only a week or two away from coming out and getting out of lockdown, and we can't wait to come out and see you out there and have a little bit of morning tea. Great to talk to you. Put a smile on our face.
I'm more than happy for you to come.
Johnny. We'll talk to you again next week.
Do you want to hear some of Gary's best stories? It'll cost you a couple of sheets. That's all, Johnny.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.